Being a panoramic photographer, when I see images that overlap, I tend to think, how can we put them together and display them? So I took Mimi's presentation, put the images together. Obviously, of course, being pantomime, we have to have a subtitle. And I also happen to have a panorama of mine of Trafalgar Square in the present day, which we move through in the same way. And I thought the two went together quite nicely. Yeah, as Mimi said earlier, the actual panorama was about 14 feet.
Yes.
Yeah, so that's actually slightly too short, too low.
This is more or less the scale of the watercolour paper, but and of course the scale of the what would have been of the canvas that moved across like this in the theatre.
I have to say, I don't have the patience. Nelson, of course, is behind us, up a pillar. And having studied the history of painted panoramas and having read books by several people in this room while I was studying photography, this way of showing parts of panoramas, displaying them, is something that's I find a nice way of taking an old existing technique and applying it to a slightly new medium. There's also an interesting thing with stitched photography. It's made up from lots of its separate images put together, and it's shot over about 15 minutes. So up on the right, we have two people standing to have their photo taken. But there's nobody taking their photo because they'd moved by the time the next photo was taken. Apart from me. That's all.
Thank you very much.